Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you don't say that!
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
Salacious. I can't salacious. Watch anything salacious or seductive.
Nope. Even normal movies, not even just porn. What, like 50 Shades of Grey or something?
He's got the fuck to commercials. What are you talking about? Ooh, this
O'Reilly.
Downy commercial.
Oh,
oh my God. No.
Here's Abco. Beep, beep.
Hey, chill with that one. Chill with that one.
The Aftermess.
Okay, y'all, it's time for the Aftermess podcast. It's the Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
It's good, it's JD.
And it's Sienna.
All right, we got producer Jules in the building.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, if you are enjoying the Aftermess podcast, make sure you share it, you subscribe, you like it, you talk about it. And today I'm very excited. We're going to talk about JD and his No Bay May, which means what, JD?
It basically means that I have set ground rules for myself in the month of May to avoid even getting close to having a bae. Because you've been on my ass, bro. Like,
hey, yo. Joey, Hashtag no diddy.
Joey's just been on me to try and go on double dates. He, like, really wants me to be out of the streets. Or in the streets, as I would say.
I've given up.
You've given up.
I've given up.
Good.
Yes. The ladies have not. They want to set you up on a double date or not, or a date.
Yes. I would love to set JD up with someone just to hear the feedback of what it's like to go on a date with him.
I would be, first of all, wait, why are all of you laughing at that?
Because it's funny. Yeah. What do you mean?
What is funny about
it? Sienna could be funny.
But I'm saying, what is funny about you thinking about me being
your dating
on a date
life is funny.
Why is that funny?
Because I don't know what you're like as someone who's a romantic, because I didn't really see your last relationship, you know? So to see someone here and you dating someone, that would be hilarious to me because I feel like you're a completely different person. And you're kind of goofy too.
What the fuck?
I think you're a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
I feel like you're the type of guy that brings flowers.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't say you were ugly or inconsiderate. I just think you're goofy.
Definitely. We want to see your sweet side.
Hold on. Wait. Anything else?
you can take it away. This is your bit.
Is no bae may, including all ladies? Because I get it. They're coming at your neck right now, bro.
Man, yeah.
So no bae may is kind of like, what is that? No shave November. Like, you don't shave. So you are literally not dating, talking, sliding into any DMs, not even considering talking to a girl for the whole month of May.
Yeah, I saw a trend on TikTok. It was called girl sober. This guy was like girl sober for, I think he said like 3 months, and he laid out all of these different reasons and, you know, things that he refused to do to focus more on himself is kind of the simplest way to put it. So it's just basically a month of me committing to myself that I'm going to work on these things that I want to work on personally before I like put myself back out there
and not go under the peer pressure of like you should go on a date.
Yeah, and I'm still in that space right now where I'm like not comfortable going on dates because I don't know. This was like my first real relationship, so right. I'm kind of going through those feelings. I don't know about how you guys felt after any of the relationships because you guys are hoes.
Oh man!
With respect, with all due respect,
shots fired.
With all due respect,
I resemble that remark. Being with the same person so long, I was ready to just date and go out with other people because everyone assumes like you start dating, you're just fucking everybody. I wasn't fucking like nobody. I just wanted to go out with other people. They just have a conversation, not argue about it like my last relationship.
Sometimes you just need a little validation too, for sure.
To know your worth.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
That was my thing.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board. Like I wanted to go out with somebody and I wasn't chasing anybody. So I went out with people that asked me out and I was like, oh wow, someone actually likes me or wants to go out with me.
Totally.
This feels fucking different. And that's what it was for me. Like you said, validation.
Yes.
So with you, you just want to be left the fuck alone. You just want to just focus on you now. Okay, I got that. I get that. So questions about no bae mae. Can you masturbate?
Yeah, I can't control that.
I mean, you can. So are you going to or not?
Nah, it's silly.
That's dumb.
No, that's
too much.
That's fine. That's me time.
That's self-care.
That's self-care.
Those are the things you need to work on.
I can work literally on myself.
Can you go longer without dating a girl or longer without masturbating?
Woof.
Got him.
Probably dating a girl. Yeah.
By dating a girl.
But the real question is, like, are you going to watch porn? Because technically that's, you know, kind of having women in your life. And
can you masturbate without watching porn?
You know what? I'm going to actually have to add that to the list here of not watching really like any.
Have to use your imagination now.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that, Jules. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good addition. So no, what's the word that we always use? Salacious. I can't watch anything salacious or seductive.
Nope. Even normal movies, not even just porn. Like 50 Shades of Grey or something.
He's got the fuck to commercials. What are you talking about? Ooh, this Downey
O'Reilly
commercial.
Oh my God. No.
Here's Abco. Beep, beep.
Hey, chill with that one. Chill with that one.
Not the double A.
That's horrible.
Oh, I'm dead. I'm adding that to the list. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So you can't watch porn or anything.
Yeah, nothing that
those are bays. Those are
You gotta scroll by all the twerk videos too.
Ooh, that
every
is
single
true.
One. Yeah. All the thirst traps. You got to close your eyes. Honestly, I would just get off your phone for the month too. Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad idea. I mean, a lot of the rules that I've set for myself involve my phone. Because that's where I think a lot of the temptations are.
Right, right. Especially like Instagram people. Yeah. Like, okay.
So what are these rules? You have a list?
Yeah, I have a couple already that are just generic. And then I'm just going to add to the list as Julie has helped me so far. So one of them is no DMs.
No DMs. So giving or receiving?
Both.
Okay.
So I mainly like, I can't shoot my shot at all. Right. Another one is no dates. So no dates. Even if I want to go out with somebody or they hit me up, no dates, period.
Okay. Can it be friends that are girls?
Yeah, sure.
Just for that. Okay.
Yeah. As if I believe that we are going out with that purpose.
Just your friends. Yeah,
completely
gotcha.
Platonic.
Completely platonic. Yeah. Plus I'm not interested in that purely for the fact that it's so expensive to go out.
Fuck yeah,
period. You walk out, you spend $100. So I know if I go out on a date, that's going to be a bill right away.
Right away. Okay.
Another one is no phone numbers. So I can't get any phone numbers.
If they give you the phone number, you can't take it. You can't use it June 1st.
I'll leave it to the room for that one.
Crumple it up, throw it in the trash.
Yeah. If the whole point of it is not taking the bait, so you can't take phone numbers.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could like save it, make a little box, and then in June 1st, you can do whatever you want with it.
I'm on that line. You can't call them, you can't hang, but you can save that motherfucker.
You have to commit to the bait. You're doing this, so you have to throw that freaking number away.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. I mean, if that's part of it, it's extreme, but that's what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one.
Tough.
Shit. No following. So I like if they follow me on anything, I can't follow back.
You can't follow. Wow.
Yeah, can't follow back.
Okay.
So that's my initial list right now.
You're gonna be busy June 1st.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, I'm pretty much all of these things already.
Hey, what does June 1st fall on? Look on your calendar. I want to find out what day is
Saturday.
A Saturday.
Oh, that's perfect.
You're gonna be in the
street.
That is perfect. Oh my goodness.
We'll have to have like a power hour for you on the last day of May. Like right when it hits midnight, we just go out and you just flirt with every single person you can.
Bang everyone.
I think it would.
Line them up.
Are you trying to live through me right now? Just bang everybody.
Do it for those who can.
You little slut.
Yeah, we'll throw you a party, buy you some condoms. It'll be great. Yeah.
There we go.
No, he's going to raw dog it the whole night. Just go, JD.
You dog.
Incorrect. You dog. No, I mean, I'm kind of already there already. I'm not really, I've been kind of doing a no bay may for quite some time. But I think this is a commitment to myself. Plus it rhymed and sounded fun.
Right.
So no whores 2024s.
Yeah.
Yes.
No whores
for 2024.
You said it, not me.
Maybe one.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two, three.
I'm just not there right now. And yeah. I think ladies, I think you want a man who knows what he wants, right? And you want a man who's got his shit together. And right now I don't have my shit together. I have my shit together professionally, but personally, you know, I'm still kind of learning my new routine and kind of still getting over my situation.
Yeah. No, I respect that. I feel like, you know, this girl I've been talking to, she's like, you got so much shit. I was like, yeah, you date me. It's dating a lot. It's dating my radio career. I'm a single dad. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still trying to get over the whole grieving of a relationship that was over 20 years. So I wish I would have done, like, as soon as I got back into town, because I didn't start dating until I moved back from Chicago. If you guys know, I moved to Chicago for a year and a half. During that time, I got divorced, lost my old show, came back by myself. I started trying to date right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard though, like, because if you're still kind of like in a messy situation, you don't really want to date because then you might ruin a good opportunity. Like,
I just hate being alone.
I am the same exact way. It's the worst.
I fucking hate being alone. But you're comfortable in your own skin. You could like totally be
your opposites.
Yeah.
Because I go to the movies by myself. Yeah. I'm so used to being independent and I've never relied on a relationship. Like, that's never been me.
Right.
Like, I've always been solo dolo for as long as I can remember. My parents got divorced when I was in second grade, you know, living in with my mom. Like, just being in that single home household, you kind of have to do a lot of things on your own, or at least my mom gave me the freedom to do that. So, you know, I was very busy a lot of the time. So I'm used to being independent, moving here without family. Kind of on this journey in radio and professionally alone. I've never had to rely on a person nor like ask for someone's opinion. I just rely on my friends for that. I kind of just have lived through plus I've seen what my friends have gone through and I'm like, why the fuck are you guys even in relationships? Right? Like, you know, it's kind of not been something I avoided.
Yeah.
But it was different when I got in a relationship.
I feel like it's not appealing to you.
It's not.
Per se, almost like Sienna, it's not appealing for you to be a mom. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, that's great for you. You love your kids. It's like, it's not really just for me for now.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just thinking that. Do you see yourself ever just growing old by yourself? Not that anything's wrong with it. You're just so independent. Would you be okay just being single forever the way that sometimes I'm kind of like, I think I'd be okay not having kids, but I know I eventually will. But I'm just saying, you, is there ever that thought?
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't have to answer to anybody. Yeah.
I got two friends that just realized that they said they just want to be single for the rest of their life. They don't want to commit. I'm like, what? You don't. And they're like, nope. I'm perfectly fine dating when I feel like, but I don't want to be in a relationship. I want to have my own place. I want to come and go. I want to be the cool auntie, both girls. And I'm like, whoa, that's pretty wild. Like, okay. And I was like, hey, whatever makes you happy. Determine that's what they want to do.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do feel like in this new age, like era, as like time is moving on, like monogamy is becoming less and less like of a social norm. I do think like years ago, it was like very normal. You get married and you stay and you work with that person.
Boring.
Boring. Yeah.
Polygamy. Yes. Polygamist.
Oh, what do you know about polygamy, Joey?
About it, man. I'm about that. I'm going to try it. No, I hear what you're saying, though, because more and more people, not just monogamy, it's just people are okay just being by themselves, not having kids.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, you know what? I don't need a relationship to be happy. I'm cool by myself. And I would suggest for you, if anybody's looking up there like, damn, okay, I respect JD. I would love to date him. You probably want to be an advocate to them. Like, hey, if you got out of a relationship, take time off for yourself for a while, heal before you try to commit to a person like yourself.
100%. And right. I'm now learning through these situations what I want, my body, my soul feels. A lot of these sensations are very new to me. Mm-hmm. So they make me uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Because I'm still in that gray area. So I'd rather have my shit together than, because like I could go out on dates. Like those things aren't difficult, I feel like. You know what I mean? But I feel like if you're out on a date, what are we doing here if we're not striving for a relationship? Yeah. Does that make sense? Why would a girl want to go out with me if she didn't think that there's something there?
Right.
Like, because otherwise we're just kicking it.
Yeah.
But if you get into a relationship too fast anyway and you don't take that time to heal, you're just going to bring all the shit that was wrong in your past relationship to the new relationship and nothing is going to change except for the person. And that is it.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Right. And I think I'm doing this to take accountability for myself. I'm talking about me, JD. I'm doing the things that I got to fix up. I got to be like, oh, this was bad for me.
Yeah.
As far as like who I was maybe as a person or just things like that.
Who? In your mind, I don't even know if you can answer this question, but if you were painting a picture of who your perfect person is, of certain things that you will deal with, you won't deal with, what's a red flag, what's a green flag, because lately I've been kind of writing down and in my mind knowing this is dating in the past 6-7 months of thinking back of the people I dated. I was like, she was so wrong for me from jump because she never wanted to have kids. Not that I want any more kids, but if you don't really per se like kids, I'm the wrong guy for you because I got 3 kids and helped raise 2 other ones. So is there a certain girl that you kind of know that, hey, I'm going to take some time off. Hopefully I meet someone that's healed and take some time off. Do you know what she looks like and what she's about?
To be honest, no.
No, it's just.
Is that bad to just say no?
No, it's not. I would recommend that you do have a certain person that you're like, I want someone with no kids. Someone with simple as like, I don't want them to have tattoos. I want someone that likes the outdoors. I want someone that will allow me to have guy time and let her have girl time. I want someone that doesn't want to go through my fucking phone.
Right. You need to like set boundaries for yourself because if you don't do that and you meet someone that you really like, you might find yourself kind of letting go of things that you might actually really need and like need for yourself.
Yeah, so what was the whole point of doing your self-care?
Exactly. Yeah. What's the whole point of doing that if you really don't even have a real plan? Because you don't want to, you know, let looks and personality and like, you know, that infatuation moment, like rose-colored glasses at that type. Like, so, because once that honeymoon phase ends, all the colored glasses goes away and all those red flags come out. And you're like, oh, shit, how did I miss that? But it's because you didn't have a plan.
Well, I know for a fact I don't want kids at this juncture in my life. Yeah. And that's what made my last situation kind of like really good because we were both on the same page.
That's important. Yeah. That's one of the biggest things. Is religion important to you?
Yeah, I would say religion is important to me.
Political views,
it doesn't matter. Because
really?
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
If I'm just being blatantly honest, if you like Trump, I have a problem with it. But that's just my personal thing.
Right.
And as someone who is, you guys aren't an educator like I am because I went to school at ASU.
Here we go.
Political science, I could teach high school government. So if you guys need any help in that department, I got you. But I think it's important to have your own views. But I think politically, for me, your morals need to align. Like, there's a sense, you could be political, but some of those political views, they do collide with morals at some point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
you could be with someone, you're falling in love, like, man, okay, you don't want kids, me either. You like sports, this is awesome. You like wings and cold one, dope. You're okay, per se, just to be more specific, if they were Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But they were raised Republican, they believe being conservative, but the views of maybe some of the stuff that you don't find morally correct with Trump, you're okay with that?
Yeah, we can absolutely meet in the middle, and I think that's the beauty of democracy.
Right.
You know?
Right. Okay, that's interesting.
You know?
Because a lot of people, and girls that I met, they were they asked me my political views from jump.
Yeah.
And a couple of them, they were just like, that was their boundary. I'm like, hey. Respect, if that's your boundary.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, because I feel like people go into those things, like, I feel like with your last relationship, you learn lessons, right? So I feel like you go into those things having that list. But I'm just curious, like, what are the things that you're going to work on yourself, if you're able to answer that, if you're comfortable answering it?
Yeah, I think I need to be, it's a large question. I think for me, I'm in such a groove professionally that I just want to be able to give my full potential to my job right now and not to per se anybody, period.
Right.
Gotcha.
And I feel like that's fair? Question mark?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because this is a different time period for me, and this show is more work than if I had my own show at nights or when you do a really high stress but high reward fun job, takes a lot out of you. And I just don't think I have the time to do that. And I feel like that's, you know,
I just had that conversation with someone that I've been dating, and she's like, you are really into this radio thing. I go, it's my priority. I told her it's my kids and this radio show. It's a brand new radio show. I live, breathe, eat radio. So if you can't handle that, I totally get it. She's like, yeah, we literally will talk about it. I was like, hey, that's my bad. I was like, I'll try to not talk about it. She's like, no, it's just like you're real passionate about it. I go, yeah, I love this shit. But yeah, I agree with exactly what you said. It's high. What did you say? Stress, high reward.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah.
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 There's a big reward at the end of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just true. I think for me, I had to tell the truth to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And be okay with that truth with whatever consequences it kind of came with.
Yeah. Because I think you and I are similar in that way, because I feel like when you had a point in your life where things kind of slowed down, and so did I. And so I was dating, engaged, and then married my husband, where I wasn't doing anything with my life. Like, I had nothing going on. I think I was just cheering for the Coyotes. I was it. I wasn't working. I was unemployed. And so then it was the life. And then I got over it. I was like, I need to do something, because I'm never used to just sitting on the couch doing nothing, cooking dinner and all that bullshit. I feel some type of way, obviously. No.
Here's your fucking fettuccine.
Here you go. It was strong a nice year woman. And a half. I'm not going to lie. I just got back into it. And Ivan, my husband, had never seen that side of me before, of just going D-backs, Coyotes, spring training, social media. And so at the beginning, it was a little bit of an issue, because he didn't mean wrong or malintent behind it, but he asked me, when are you going to get a real job? And to him, a real job is a 9-to-5. And so I was so offended by that because I'm like, this is my job. This is my life. I'm so used to it. Before you met me, I was doing this before the pandemic hit. Like, this is who I am. And then he started to realize, like, oh, okay, she's a hustler. This is what she does. And then I got the radio gig. And obviously, this is more stable of a job. And then I have my other stuff. So I totally know what you mean of just wanting to focus on work, because that's where I'm selfish a little bit. I forget I have a husband. You guys make fun of me all the time for it. And so I totally feel that. It's very valid.
Yeah. And I'm still learning. Like, this is a learning curve right now. Yeah. And so there are so many things that I'm learning, and expectations that, you know, you set for yourself. And I don't know.
It's important to have that support system behind you for sure. Like, you need someone that prioritizes your priorities as well. Because they don't, then there's a huge disconnect. And that was honestly a huge problem in my past relationship where, you know, I'm also the same way as Sienna. I'm a hustler. I'm bouncing from here to there and all this stuff. And, you know, he kind of wanted more of like a settled down life and a more simple life. And there was a huge disconnect in that. And our priorities did not align.
So you're saying that talk has to happen pretty quick when JD meets somebody.
Yeah. Just be like, this is my life and this is what I got to do. And it's not that you aren't important to me, but I have to get this shit done. And
it'll benefit both of you in the long term.
Definitely. Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Because you have a goals.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And this is just, this is a fresh start. You know, I moved from somewhere that I was at for almost a decade.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning what my new routines are going to be. What goal I want to like sit down and have goals for myself. So probably what I would need to learn is like, okay, what are legit now that I have time? Not that I didn't have time before, but now that I have time by myself, what are those goals? And you guys are on board with No Bae May, have I?
Yeah.
Selfishly, yes.
I have a lifetime bae, so I'm just here for moral support.
No, but selfishly, we get all of JD.
Yeah, that is true.
We're your priority, the show is your priority. So me being, you know, coming up with the show 10 years ago, if I'm going to get all of JD, fuck yeah, fuck these girls.
And if I'm just being honest, I'm still in that heartbreak phase.
Yeah, like,
there are still a ton of things that I miss. There are, you know what I mean? Like, I go through all of those motions. So I'm not in that safe area. You know what word I keep getting
from my therapist? I haven't seen my therapist in a long time, but per my last session, my close inner circle, which is probably two or three people, is the word heal. You have to heal first.
Yeah.
And even with the person I'm talking to, she's like, I just feel like you haven't healed. I go, no. I'm like, literally and I shared this with you guys. I think I shared with these. My divorce legally on paper should have been done the beginning of the fucking year. It's still not done. Not because me and my ex are fighting or arguing. We get along great. Our co-parenting is awesome. I was telling you, my fucking AC in the house went out. And I jokingly put on my Instagram, like, anywhere me and my dog can crash tonight. And she reached out. She's like, I know you have plenty of, she's probably rolling. I know you have plenty of places you could probably stay, but if you guys need a place. And I thought that meant a lot, we're friends and we're co-parenting and we're cool and stuff like that. But legally, we're still married. I'm still trying to get this divorce.
Yeah, you're still healing.
I'm still healing.
It's important to be honest about your healing process, too, because if you just lie about it, it's not fair to the other person.
Exactly. Like I feel like you're still healing. I go, I am. That was 20 years of my fucking life. But I'm ready to move on. But there's certain things that, like JD says, you got to work on self. There's certain things, okay, I got to point at myself and look at the mirror. I was like, all right, how did I attribute to that breakup, that divorce? You can't just put it on the other person, unless it was the person. I don't think that's what you're doing.
Absolutely
You've never done that.
I had a ton of faults in that. Made a ton of
So
mistakes.
You have to work on that. That way your next person doesn't see those faults. And that's what I'm doing. It's like, all right, my ex-wife wasn't 100%. I would say it's 50-50. All that 50 now that I'm working on. So my next person
can get 100.
Benefit from you're not definitely. X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean?
No, I completely agree.
If I went out right now with a girl, it'd be very fake of me.
Right.
Like, you know, because I feel I should be able to answer those questions if a girl pressed me. Because I'm very open. I'm like you. I'm pretty much like everybody in the room. I'm open. Like, I'm not afraid to answer those hard questions. But I don't have the answers. So like if I got pressed on why didn't your last relationship work or what are you looking for or what did you learn about yourself? I literally don't have the answers. So like
the girl I'm talking to, she's like, if I were to talk to your ex, what would she say? Broke you guys up, or what would she say? I have to look out for you. I was like, bro, she probably sit you up for a while. I go, I don't know, but I'm working on that stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So you could talk to her and ask, like, what is it about Joey XYZ?
Yeah.
I was like, you're not going to get that same person because I'm already addressing that. I'm healing from like, all right, I got to be a better person. I can't do this. And I'm not going to deal with that.
Yeah. And it's important too. I think like the biggest thing where people kind of fuck up is like they get confused whether or not they are ready to move on or whether or not they are healed. And I think people get those two things confused where they're like, oh, I'm healed because you're like ready to move on. You're kind of over that heartbreak stage or you're over that like initial pain feeling, but you're not actually healed and you really haven't done that hard work because you got to sit in front of a fucking mirror for a while.
This is my second failed marriage. My first one, it took me 2.5 years to heal.
Yeah.
2.5 fucking years.
It takes
years.
A long time.
It doesn't have a time stamp on it.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. So this no bay may might turn into fucking just me June. Like I don't
just know. Just me June. I'm fly July.
Yeah, we could be sitting here, man.
I bet we could do one for every month.
Summer. Selfish summer. Yeah. How about that?
Selfish summer.
Selfish summer.
I like that. So June 1st, if you're just like, you know what? I'm kind of feeling this. I'm like, we're kind of feeling you. You are just so focused. Well, you seem so happy. Selfish summer.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's all about me, baby.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's do a concert in the parking lot right here. Selfish summer.
Yeah. Anyone who's broken up from like their own group, you know, like a boy band or a girl band or their own group, we just get those solo acts to perform.
Camila Cabello, come on over here.
Camila.
Jesse McCartney, you know, maybe we'll get Donnie Wahlberg.
Who else would be the lineup?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
Any Zayn or Harry Styles.
Zayn or Harry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I love it.
Light work. Have plenty of room in this parking lot. We gotta give them a pass though, because then they'll tow your shit here.
Yeah, they're really serious. That's a great heads up.
So no bay may in effect for JD. So far, so good. Any temptation at all?
A tiny bit.
What was the tiny bit? Can you tell what the tiny bit was?
So when I was in Boston, I got a number. Someone gave me their number, and then I realized like this is not gonna work. Obviously,
I've tried this before.
So this is not gonna happen. Plus, it was just kind of like it was fun because what I've learned is I've like got a swagger to me because I'm so not interested that
right.
With all due respect, ladies, this is just what y'all love.
It is.
Like, if you don't give a shit, they just love it.
Oh,
dude.
Yes.
And I really don't. Like, I'm not even doing it just to, like, do it. I'm like, no, I, like, legit don't care.
and the girls are like, oh, shit.
Oh, no. They're rubbing their nips. No, so turned on. Tell me more about how much you fucking hate me.
No, honestly. You won't.
They're fucking naked.
Yep. Their clothes are just flying.
No, and I shared with you guys the story, and I'll let listeners know. Like, I was out in Scottsdale, and I remember I was in line getting a beer, and I was just randomly talking to this very, very pretty girl, someone who's definitely out of my league. And we were just shooting the shit. It was like fun and whatever, and it was taking forever to get a drink. And then I got my beer, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go back to my friends. It was great talking to you. And she goes, that's it? And I was like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's so fucking JD, right?
Wild.
I was like, my friends are waiting. I'm holding one of their beers right now.
It's getting lukewarm.
Yeah, I gotta go.
They've been waiting a long time for this Modelo.
My friend Mike looks parched. I might attend to him. You have a great evening.
And she was like, okay. And I was like, see ya. It was kind of like that scene
and
in
she's
a...
She's like, oh my God. Yeah.
She's like, oh my. It was the Big Gulp scene in Dumb and Dumber. It was like, well, Big Gulps, huh? Well, see you later. It was that. So awesome. Yeah, I'm just on that energy right now. And my dog's gonna be away for the summer, so I'm legit gonna have just time to myself.
A lot of time. Selfish summer.
Summer.
Yeah, that's
selfish
hot. Summer. Yeah, I'll initiate that right now. Fuck no bay may. Selfish summer
the whole
starting
summer.
Now. Yeah, no, that's great.
God. Awesome.
All right. Well, That was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like, man, I want to jump on Selfish Summer, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm in it, too. We're on the same wavelength, nice. JD. Hey,
too bad we can't go hoe together.
I know. You know what I mean? I was like,
you're telling me.
At this point, we'll let Sienna give a shout out to her beautiful husband. Go ahead.
I love you, husband, a.k.a. babe. I'm not going to hoe because I vowed my life to you, okay? And I love you.
That's for sure.
Hashtag selfish summer, y'all. Yeah.
The Aftermess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.